President Trump will hold his first big rally in more than 3 months this coming Saturday. It'll be in Tulsa, Oklahoma, and it fits with the president's rhetoric that COVID-19 is waning and the U.S. is back in business. But in the last week, new cases of the virus have spiked in Oklahoma, and public health experts are worried. Here's NPR's Tamara Keith.
There's a reason this rally is in Oklahoma, and it has nothing to do with the Electoral College map. The state, which was not initially hit hard by the coronavirus, is far along in its reopening, with no restrictions on large in-person gatherings, which is convenient because the Trump campaign intends to pack the BOK Center in Tulsa right up to its 19,000-person capacity. Aaron Perini is the principal deputy communications director for the Trump campaign.
We are anticipating a very full rally. I mean, we've received over 1 million ticket requests.
So, no, there won't be room for proper social distancing. Attendees who will be traveling from other states and standing in line for hours will not all be 6 feet apart. And that's the way President Trump wants it.
And we expect to have, it's like a record-setting crowd. We've never had an empty seat. And we certainly won't in Oklahoma.
President Trump said in April, social distancing, quote, wouldn't look too good for a campaign rally. When people register for tickets for Trump's rally in Tulsa, they're greeted by a disclaimer explaining that with any large event, there's a risk of contracting coronavirus, and that by attending, they agree not to hold the Trump campaign or venue liable. And Perini says the campaign is taking precautions.
So we are doing temperature checks. You have not seen those at protests where there are mass gatherings of individuals. We are providing masks. Again, not something you have seen at protests. And we are providing hand sanitizer. We are taking necessary steps.
That comparison with the protest rallies is something the Trump campaign is leaning into heavily. They say the same public health concerns weren't voiced when protesters took to the streets for racial justice.
Protests also worry me.
Ashish Jha is a professor of global health at Harvard.
Thankfully, protests are outside, which helps. Mask wearing helps. Being stationary and being in one spot for several hours, to me, is much, much riskier.
There is evidence the virus survives longer indoors than in warm, humid outdoor air. Doors open for Saturday's rally at 3, and the event starts at 7. That's a lot of hours to potentially be near someone carrying the disease.
Why does he want to subject his supporters to so much risk?
If everyone wears masks, it could mitigate some of the risk. But while the campaign is passing them out, wearing masks is optional. President Trump has refused to wear a mask in public, and polling indicates Republicans are less likely to wear masks regularly. Naheed Bhadelia is an infectious disease physician at Boston University School of Medicine.
You can hand out masks, but if you don't encourage their use, if you don't model that use, my concern is that a lot of people will not follow that public health recommendation.
Tulsa's health department director told the local paper, the Tulsa World, he wished Trump's rally could be postponed to a time when the virus isn't as large a concern as it is today. But the Trump campaign is eager to set up a contrast with former Vice President Joe Biden. Biden has been holding small, socially distant events, but has no immediate plans for large in-person gatherings, while Trump has designs on more big, loud rallies to show off his enthusiastic supporters. Tamara Keith, NPR News.